You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. In today's episode, Jeff Fish unpacks how we can live for God's glory in our everyday lives, making him the focus of all we do. Our key verse for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all things for the glory of God. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Over the past 2 days, we've explored what God's glory means and looked at life-changing encounters with his presence in Scripture. Today, we shift our focus to a practical question. How can we live for God's glory in our everyday lives? Our key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, and it reminds us that glorifying God isn't limited to worship services or spiritual practices. It encompasses every part of life, our work, relationships, decisions, and even our smallest daily tasks. Let's explore what it means to live for God's glory and how this calling transforms our actions, our priorities, and our perspective. To live for God's glory is to align every aspect of life with his purposes, reflecting his character and honoring him through our words, our actions, and our choices. The word glory in scriptures refers to God's greatness, his majesty and worthiness. Living for his glory means making him the center of our lives and demonstrating his goodness to others. This calling requires a shift from self-centeredness to God-centeredness. Instead of focusing on what benefits us or brings us recognition, we focus on what honors God. It's not about perfection, but about a heart posture that says, God, I want my life to point to you. So take a moment, reflect. Are there any areas in your life where you're seeking your own glory instead of God's? And how can you realign your focus to glorify God instead of yourself? So if we take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, it highlights that whatever you do can be done for the glory of God, even the most mundane task. This means that glorifying God is not restricted to church activities or ministry, but extends to every part of life. Here are some practical ways to glorify God in your daily routine. Number one, in your work, whatever your role, whether you're a student or employee or a caregiver, approach your work with diligence, integrity, and a heart of service. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 reminds us, whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord and not for people. When we work with excellence and humility, we reflect God's character. Number two is in your relationships. Treat others with love, patience, and kindness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 says, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. By showing grace and compassion, we reflect God's love. Number three is in our choices. Every decision, whether it's big or small, is an opportunity to honor God. Whether it's how we spend our time or manage our resources or choose entertainment, our choices reveal what we value. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 encourages us to focus on what is true, honorable, and praiseworthy. And number four is in worship. Glorifying God starts with a heart of gratitude and reverence. Worship isn't just about singing on Sundays. It's an attitude that permeates every part of our life. When we live with thankfulness and humility, we honor God. Let's shift to overcoming self-centeredness. One of the biggest challenges to living for God's glory is our natural tendency towards self-centeredness. Our culture often encourages us to pursue our own goals, comfort, and recognition. but Jesus calls us to a different way of living. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, he says, "If anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Denying ourselves doesn't mean neglecting our needs or desires. It means placing God's will above our own. It's a daily decision to surrender our plans, ambitions, and even our comfort, trusting that God's purposes are greater. When we live for God's glory, we experience a deep sense of purpose and joy. Psalm chapter 16, verse 11 says, "You will make known to me the way of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever." Living for God's glory doesn't mean giving up happiness. It means discovering true fulfillment. When our lives reflect his goodness and point others to him, we find lasting joy and peace. This also impacts those around us. As people see the love, hope, and joy that come from a God-centered life, they're drawn to the source of that transformation. Our lives become a testimony that points others to Christ. Speaking of Jesus, here is a biblical example of how Jesus is that perfect model. Jesus is the ultimate example of living for God's glory. In John chapter 17, verse 4, he prays, "I glorified you on the earth by accomplishing the work which you have given me to do." Every aspect of Jesus's life, his teachings, miracles, and relationships reflected the Father's character and brought him glory. Even in moments of great difficulty, Jesus remained focused on glorifying God. In the Garden of Gethsemane, as he prepared to face the cross, he prayed, "Yet not as I will, but as you will." This we see in Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. His obedience and sacrifice revealed God's love and power in the most profound of ways. Living for God's glory is not about grand gestures or perfect performances. It's about a heart that seeks to honor him in every aspect of life. Whether in your work, relationships, or daily decisions, you have the opportunity to reflect his greatness and draw others to him. Take time today to reflect on how you can live more intentionally for God's glory. Surrender the areas of your life where self-centeredness has taken root and ask God to help you realign your focus on him. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awaken to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, follow Jeff Fish on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Fish Talk for Jesus. You can also visit the link tree on the podcast website for easy access to all his social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast or Jeff's content has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the link tree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.